Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to LA Talk Radio's Dave's Good Vibration Station. And I'm your host, Davey. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. As you probably already know, if you listen to the show, your thoughts are things. The actions you take, the moves you make, the experiences you have are all a result of your thoughts. Of electric signals passing through synapses and neurons in your brain. And then telling your body to react in a certain way. But you are responsible for releasing those chemicals. That is why we have dedicated our lives here on the Vibration Station to assisting you, showing you new ways, possibly ways that you are familiar with, possibly ways that you're not, ways to activate your brain, activate your DNA. It really just revolves around being happy and being the happiest person that you possibly can be in every moment. Because who doesn't want to be happy? And imagine a world if everyone was happy. Ah, beautiful. Welcome to the Vibration Station. We're honored to share our Sunday mornings, afternoons with you. If you're in the Pacific time zone, anywhere else around the world, thank you for tuning in with us, whatever time it is. Here on the Vibration Station, we love to show you new ways of approaching the human experience that can benefit and assist your growth, that can assist you in becoming a greater more, that can assist you in becoming more of who you already are. Now, what I mean by that is, the wholeness of you is actually an unconditional love and an eternal energy. You've been around since the dawn of time. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, only transferred. So this is a law of physics. It's a universal law. So all the energy in our universe was transferred. We say it was created, the Big Bang. Well, that was energy, and then it transferred into what it is now. It didn't create more energy, it already had that mass, it already had everything that it needed, and then it just exploded. It climaxed and created everything, right? It's a Big Bang theory. Or, maybe our universe came from another universe. Whatever it is, It's a transfer of energy, and so are you. We are all transfers of energy. We're all energy. Everything is quantum-based. On an atomic level, something like 97% of the makeup of an atom is space. There's just space. So like 3% of it is actually matter, and then the rest is just vibrating space. It's potential. I just went last week to a Deepak Chopra event where I had the opportunity to meet him and watch him speak. Listen to him speak. And it was really, it was groundbreaking stuff. Now, Deepak Chopra, for those of you that aren't familiar, you definitely should get familiar. He's considered by Time Magazine to be the 40th greatest mind in the world. The first greatest mind in, I believe it's like New Age medicines. I mean, just world renowned for his cosmology, his physics, his mathematics. I mean, everything that he does is phenomenal. And it's all backed by very educated individuals that know exactly what they're doing in their craft. It's not just him. You know, he has a lot of people that are validating his theories and his work. So he actually has a new book out. You guys want to check it out on Amazon or anywhere else. It's called You Are the Universe. It's the name of Deepak's new book. You Are the Universe. And in You Are the Universe, he talks about how physics basically proves to us that the entire cosmos exists within our consciousness. Now, how is that possible if we are experiencing a whole world around us? How does everything exist within us if we're experiencing it outside of us? That's the question. Well, we're projecting it, and we are operating in a matrix, in a matrix of time and space. And our consciousness is actually what's perceiving everything. So this is where things got interesting. So Deepak goes to the audience. He says, close your eyes. So audience, my audience, if you want to do that with me, go ahead, close your eyes. And imagine a beautiful, bright orange sunset. You're on the beach. You can feel the soft sand. You can hear the light waves crashing in the background. And you can see this orange sunset. You start to feel an emotion. Where's that sunset exist? Do you have a beach in your mind? No. Do you have a memory of a beach? Possibly. Did you construct an image in your mind and then release an emotional response? The answer is probably yes. And if you didn't release an emotional response, it's because you weren't focusing on the image. If you were to really focus on whatever image or whatever idea or vision or thought in your mind, it's going to trigger an emotional response. That's what happens. You have a thought and you have an emotion to that thought, which releases more thoughts that are like whatever the vibration you choose to operate on. So here's the beachy sunset that we just imagined in our minds, but we don't know where it exists. It can release an emotion within us, make us feel calm, make us feel good. temporarily. Hopefully, when we open our eyes, we're still feeling good. But the idea is that we can imagine anything in our minds because it exists in our minds. We would not be able to imagine anything if we weren't able to conceptualize it, to construct it, to create it. Do you understand? Everything that you experience, you're a vibrational match to. And the only reason why you're able to experience whatever it is that you're experiencing is because, just like a positive and a negative magnet, they attach to each other. Your thoughts send out a vibration which has a magnetically magnetic equivalent to whatever thoughts you're emitting. So you emit a thought, and then whatever is a vibrational magnetic equivalent to that thought, to that frequency that you emitted, is what you experience. So when you think 40,000 thoughts a day, and they're all scattered, well, you're not creating a clear reality. That's why things don't seem like you're creating your own reality, because everything's scattered. But if you were to get your thoughts down to maybe 1,000, maybe under 1,000, 700 thoughts a day, 500 thoughts a day, 400 thoughts a day, what if you were able to get your mind down to 40 thoughts a day? Don't you think that you would be creating a lot quicker? Because there's more energy that's going into one thing at a time as opposed to scattered. Momentum grows where energy goes. That's another law of physics. Momentum grows where energy goes. So, if you're focusing majority of your momentum on a few things versus majority of your momentum on a bunch of little things, instead of getting just a bunch of little things back, a bunch of half-assed, not very focused manifestations, you will get solid, clear, concise, transparent, almost exactly the way that you would imagined it, manifestations. Would you focus with clear intention, and you focus without scatterbrain, without being scattered, right? So that beach in your mind, the reason why you're able to imagine it is because it exists within you. I'm not saying that there's a beach flowing through your body, that there's a little, no. Everything, it exists within you. And then you think of it, and then you project it. And then the matrix that we operate in, this third dimensional time and space grid, is able to generate, just like a computer program, is able to generate a hologram. If you guys saw Coachella, I believe it was 2015, they had a Tupac hologram. People were very shocked because they thought that it looked like Tupac. People could have sworn. But it wasn't. It was a hologram of an old show that he had did. And then they had taken a recording of that old show, and then they had made a hologram of it. Interesting. A hologram to where Snoop Dogg could actually interact with this hologram. Super interesting. So the same way that that technology is able to generate a hologram is the exact same way that the technology of human consciousness is capable of generating an entire holographic reality which abides by certain laws in this time and space matrix of the third dimension in which we exist. Now, there are other dimensions of a lesser or a greater density. So the greater density, the lower the vibration, the less density, the higher the vibration. Just think about it. When atoms are vibrating quicker, it becomes more malleable. When they're vibrating slower, it becomes more solid, right? That's like when ice gets cold, it freezes. It becomes solid because the atoms bind together because they're vibrating so slow. Because the temperature cools it down, the atomic structure. But then when you warm that water up, immediately it starts to melt. It gets malleable, like water. Energy is the same way. Third reality is dense. Third dimensional reality is dense. We operate in a third dimensional reality, but there is certain signs, and scientists have been able to detect what's called a photon belt. And this photon belt is affecting our planet's electromagnetic grid, which is affecting, obviously, its dimensionality, because the dimensionality is a product of the planetary physics, basically. The planet, the energetic state of the planet. So when the vibration of the planet raises, the dimension in which the planet exists raises. So it seems as though that's what this world is going through. That's what the Mayas knew. The Mayan calendar, when it came to 2012, it's actually just a reset of a cycle. Everyone thought that was going to be the end of the world. No, absolutely not. Just the reset of a planetary cycle. It's a reset of a galactic cycle. Remember, we are galactic beings. And our galactic history originated in the cosmos. We are here in this time and space of 2017 on planet Earth because we have agreed with ourselves, we have a contract to be here. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. This is what allows us to reincarnate, if you will, into the physical. Reincarnation is very similar to diving. Just like a diver, you need certain equipment to operate in the ocean. Well, just like third density reality, you need certain equipment to operate here. The equipment is the human vehicle. So your cosmic energy, which is actually the source of who you are, embodies this physical vehicle for the purpose of experiencing whatever it is you came here to experience. At the end of the day, it's joy, it's fun, it's how to raise your vibration. Sure, there's trials and tribulations, sure, there's pain, but it's learning how to get through that and learning how to live a life without pain, because it's very possible. It's just a choice. Fascinating stuff. Really interesting. Something else I want to talk about here on today's show is how to heal all relationships in your life. How to mend your heart and the hearts of others by healing yourself, by healing relationships, by letting the wholeness of who you are in, right? Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that you, in every single moment, are letting in only a portion of who you really are. You ever had the experience in your life when you, like you accomplish something, you achieve something, and all of a sudden you conquer a fear? That's a really good one. And all of a sudden you feel like, you feel more, you feel better, you feel more empowered, it would be the word. You guys ever felt empowered? You remember when you last felt empowered? Or a couple times, do you remember when you were most empowered? Whether it's when you graduated from school, that feeling of empowerment, that is letting more of who you are in. And the experience that you're experiencing, whether it be a graduation or whatever it is, which is triggering that chemical release in your brain to tell you, I did good, so I deserve to feel good. That's letting more of your source in. Call it God, call it the universe, call it creator, whatever you want to call it. It's the energy of creation, and you're letting it in. And you're letting it in by deciding that you deserve it. And by deciding that you feel good. Although it might be hard. Very difficult sometimes. Especially all the demands of this physical life. Right? We all have to make money. Support a family. And do whatever it takes to continue that cycle. Right? It can be tolling. So how do you say just be happy all the time? It doesn't really work like that, right? Well, if you deliberately decide to start taking action towards little things here and there that bring you a little bit of joy, you'll notice that over time, you'll start to feel better. It's just making these little choices here and there that raise your vibration, that make you feel good. Raising your vibration is just another word for being happy. Being as happy as you can. Because the higher you vibrate, the happier you are, the more source you're letting in. And you can't let your source in without feeling ecstatic. Scientifically, mathematically, if you're letting source in, you feel great. I feel great all the time. You ever look at some people and you wonder why they look so good all the time? You know? It's because they do things that they enjoy. They practice healthy healing practices, whether it be exercise or playing music or listening to music. It's doing something that brings us joy is so important. We get consumed and we forget who we really are. We get absolutely consumed by the demands of this physical reality and meeting our ego that we forget our joy. We forget what brings us contentment. Very easy to do. And it's not your fault. It's absolutely not. You've been lied to. You've been manipulated. But it's okay because you've learned. And you can empower yourself whenever you choose. Someone told you at a very young age that you need to do something. And you started to do it. And if you didn't do it, there's going to be consequences. This is the first time your power was taken from you. That's why you resisted it at first. You said no. That's why a child cries when they don't get what they want. Because they know that they should deserve, that they deserve to receive whatever it is that they want. All the toys in the world. Why not? Right? So a child can play. It's beautiful. Of course they deserve all the toys in the world, right? Any toy they want. But from a parent's perspective, it's like, oh, you know, will this cost money? I don't want them to think that they can just ask and receive everything. So it's multifaceted. And the parents just love the children. They don't want to send them a wrong message. And I understand that. But at the end of the day, you know, that's like the classic thing with the toys. I want the toy. The parent says no. The child starts crying. I was guilty of it. But why is that initial response to resist when someone says no? Because your natural being, your natural state is one of empowerment. You're supposed to be able to receive, you're supposed to be able to do whatever it is that you want. So when you are resisting, being resisted towards, when you feel as if you deserve something and someone's not giving it to you, or your very basic rights have been taken from you, you feel disempowered. You feel less than you did before. Interesting, right? How is that possible? You're still the same person. You still look the same. Maybe, you know, obviously there's little differences. When you feel better, you look better. That is definitely true, right? But for the most part, you still look the same. So how can more of you be there or less of you be there depending on your thinking? I know this sounds a little wacky, but if you study quantum physics, if you study human anatomy, and then you also study energy, you study ancient medicines, you'll find that there is a correlation. And then you study something like the teachings of Deepak Chopra, and you study the teachings of Abraham Hicks, or you just, you know, you study these ideas that make you think outside of the box. You start seeing the correlation. You start recognizing, holy shit, like everything is sourced from me. From my thoughts, my emotions, and if I can get a grip on those, then I can get a grip on my life. If I can get a grip on my thoughts, if I can get a grip on my emotions, if I can get a grip on my actions, if I can get a grip on my habits, if I can get a grip on my thought patterns, that I can really control my life. Everyone, just remember that. You have the potential in every moment to create for yourself whatever type of life you prefer to live. We just get stuck in patterns. We get stuck in the same brain, narrow net thought patterns. So that's why it feels like routine, because it's a program, just like a computer. The brain works very similar to a computer, just a lot faster, has a lot more information, and a lot more resources. And instead of the internet, you got the cosmos. You got cyberspace, and then you have space. Cyberspace is where you can tap into information via the internet. Space is where you can tap into information via your mind. How do you think Nikola Tesla? How do you think Albert Einstein? These people, I mean, Galileo, they were downloading information from a higher source within themselves. They would not be able to download the information if it didn't already exist within them. Just like all the information exists within your DNA. All the information of the cosmos exists within your DNA. Scientists recognize this as junk DNA. But the difference between junk DNA and regular DNA is junk DNA is not activated, but it's not junk. It contains information beyond your wildest dreams. The DNA that's activated right now is what sets the dimension that you operate in. When more of your DNA activates, you vibrate higher. And then you experience, your consciousness projects an altered or a different dimension. This is what a lot of the master teachers speak about. A lot of the yogis, a lot of the Buddhist monks, you know, they all talk about accessing these higher realms. And it's not just by chance that all cultures everywhere talk about, you know, accessing these higher states of consciousness. But how do you get there? You become a clear channel. You become a vessel of transmission and receiving. A receiving and transmitting vessel is what you become. You are already a transmitting and receiving vessel. But the clearer that you keep your thoughts, the less clutter in your mind, the clearer of a channel you become for this information. That's if you choose. We're all here. We're all on our path. Every single person is on their path, right? You're on your path to enlightenment. Why are you here? Because you're on your path. What are you on your path to? What is the path? The path is happiness. How to find more joy. And on a scientific level, that means how to let more light in your body. How to love more parts of yourself is how you let more light in. So how do you love yourself? You forgive yourself. You talk to yourself. You ask for your angel's guidance. It's okay. It's okay no matter what you're going through. Everyone is here to experience contrast to some degree. But don't let it swallow you up. And even if it does, it's okay. It's gonna hurt. It's okay though. It's okay. You always have the opportunity to change your thoughts. You always have the opportunity to change your actions. It may seem like you're stuck. It may seem like you're in this endless loop. But keep in mind, this is something you have created for yourself, and it is an illusion. It is an illusion. Even if you disagree, that's okay. The point is, you have the choice to change whatever it is you want to change about your life by cleaning up your thoughts, by taking responsibility for your thoughts, by taking responsibility for your actions, by taking responsibility for the experiences that you've had in your life. Understand your power. We all want to take responsibility for the good things that happen, but learn to take responsibility for some of the contrasting experiences that you attracted as well. Because those had to happen so you could see how great you truly are. You could see what you want for yourself. You could define for yourself what it is that you want. When something shitty happens, you bounce back and then you realize how beautiful your life really is. Unless you get consumed by the shittiness and then there's just more shit, right? The old saying, excuse once again, this has been the word of the show, shit. Shit rolls downhill, right? It accumulates, like its momentum continues. So the idea is to stop the shit in its tracks. Stop the harmful thinking while you can, right? And I say while you can because with every thought you think, you're adding to a neural net. You're constructing more neural nets in your brain. So the more you think about one thing, the more difficult it becomes to think in another way. The more you practice a habit, the harder it is to break. The reason why is because you develop neural nets. You develop neural pathways And it becomes patterns. It becomes a pattern. So if there's something that you realize, or if there's a couple things, or more than a couple things, that you realize in your life that you would like to change, start with a little action here. Maybe take another way home. Maybe take the dog for a walk. Just do something different. Do something different. If you don't have a dog, go for a walk yourself. Take yourself for a walk. Go on a hike. Go in nature. Spend time in nature. If you do have the accessibility to go to a beach, go to the beach. Do whatever you can to change things up and to bring yourself a little bit of happiness. As you start doing that more and more, a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit here, you will find that the happiness accumulates. You'll start building new neural pathways in your brain that tell you, I am happy, that reinforce your joy, right? So that's the goal, is breaking down the old and reconstructing the new with clarity, transparency, empowerment, excitement, inspiration, joy, happiness, contentment, abundance. Find luxury wherever you can. You're meant to be pampered. You are. Take yourself for a massage. You say, oh, I don't have $35. Ask the universe to give you $35 for a massage. Go get one. Just treat yourself. You are meant to be pampered. You're meant to be taken care of. Pray for clean water all around the world. Imagine masses of people receiving clean water. It'll put such a good feeling in your heart. Imagine masses of people all around the world of all different races holding hands and singing together like we used to. Like we used to. Amazing. What we can do when we come together for the purpose of each other's and our own greatest good. Right? Think of what you want for this planet. Think of what you want for others. Think of what you want for yourself. And only fixate your thoughts on these ideas. Do not let your reality, if there's things in it that don't please you, consume your thoughts, because they will. And most of the time, years will go by and you'll be in the same pattern, the same routine, and you will feel stuck. But that's once again a program in your brain, because you practiced adding to these neural nets. It can be changed. A very wise man once told me, do not be a slave to your neural nets. He says, do not be a slave to your neural nets. And what he means by that is, do not be a slave to your thoughts. Do not be a mental slave. Mental slavery is the greatest form of slavery, because you put yourself there, right? You're the one that is semi-responsible for it. You're, once again, the programming is being thrown in your face. You are being manipulated by the ads, advertising constantly. Use this product, take this drug, do this, jump off this cliff. Right, all whatever it is. It's telling you to do something that's against your greatest good. Most of the time. Now, there are, of course, a lot of great things out there. Really, really wonderful things. But a lot of the mainstream advertising revolves around ideas that are not necessarily in alignment with higher self. And higher self says you're perfect just the way you are. Experience whatever you want to experience. Pamper yourself with whatever you want to pamper yourself with. But it should be from the earth. It should be clean. It should not have toxins in it. Right? A lot of our food has toxins. A lot of our air has toxins. Our fuel is toxic. And then it's being burned. Think of these ideas, right? This is very simple, but we just don't think about them. Right? Whether you're believe in them or not, or whether you're familiar with them or not, chemtrails in the sky. I mean, there is a government patent for the chemical in chemtrails. So you could look that up. Do your own research. Don't believe me. Do your own research. Seriously. I didn't believe it at first. I had to do my own research. They're literally trying to control the weather, right? But they're really fucking it up. They're really throwing things off. It's not meant to be artificial. Nature has its way. And we're trying to play God. Although, we already are. We are God. Within us is the energy of God. The energy of Creator. God is another word for what? Creation. The Creator. The all-knowing. Divine. The ultimate angelic entity, whatever. Everything great. Everything. I guess God is everything. Great, not great. Creation. All of creation lives within you. Within your DNA. Once again, I'm going to quote. I've quoted this many, many times. And I will continue to quote it throughout the remainder of my years here on Earth. Quote of Rumi. You are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in one drop. What that means is you are not just a speck in the whole. You are the whole in a speck. You are the entire cosmos, densely packed via information through light, through photons. Constructed in a human body, connected to an infinite source of energy. Every single human being. Now, your connection to that source is what depicts the type of life that you lead. Happy, sad, angry, whatever. Super content. So, let your source in. Heal your relationships in your life by letting the wholeness of you flow to and through all that you are. Meditate. What I mean by meditate is do something to clear your mind. Do something to stop your thoughts from controlling your mind. Right? Super interesting. Do something to stop your thoughts from controlling your mind. Let your mind be silent. Let your mind wander into the depths of what could be. And then find something that makes you feel happy. Find something that makes you feel excited. Right? A quote by Ziva. The goal of meditation isn't to control your thoughts. It's to stop letting them control you. The goal of meditation isn't to control your thoughts. It's to stop letting them control you. So do whatever it is that you have to do to stop letting your thoughts control you and to start allowing yourself the empowerment that you deserve by recalibrating old belief systems that no longer serve your highest good, by sifting through contrast and finding exactly what it is that brings you the joy that you came here to experience. You deserve everything that you wish to experience. But to receive it, it's up to you to become a clear channel so you can transmit and receive this energy. Once you're capable of transmitting and receiving whatever energy that you choose to focus on, then you have instilled yourself with the power of Creator. You have literally embodied the energy of the universe. You are using the laws in your favor, to your benefit. How cool is that? By learning how to release resistance, what I mean by resistance is release the pain or the frustration or the resentment or the anger in your heart that you held on to from past experiences or from something that someone did to you. Release that. And embody your source, which is love, which is appreciation, compassion, gratitude, empathy, abundance. It's the energy of the stars. We all know that carbon is what we're made of. And we all know that carbon is what a star is made of. We are stardust. I'm sure you've heard that. But it's true. So if our bodies are carbon and these stars are carbon, then why wouldn't we have a connection with the cosmos? We live on a planet that's in space. I mean, why wouldn't we have a connection with something within us that has always known its ultimate power, that has always known that it is anything and everything that it decides to be? This is called potential. This is called vibrational potential, because everything, every atom in the universe is vibrating. And every atom in the universe has the potential to become anything that momentum drives it to be. Wherever that momentum comes from, let it be a thought, the momentum will manipulate this object into whatever potential the momentum drives it to be. So, just as the energy of creation flows to us and through us, the same way that the energy of creation flows to and through everything in our reality. Nothing could exist without it being vibrating potential. Everything has the potential of being everything. That's basically what I'm saying. And what gives it structure? What gives it the illusion of exterior presence is your vibrational alignment with whatever it is that you choose to focus on. Your thoughts are things. Your mind is a transmitting and receiving mechanism for cosmic energy. Right? Beautiful. Really, really powerful. Guys, this has been once again an extremely empowering show here on the Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. Make sure to follow us. Universal Consciousness just merged with The Awakeners. You can check us out at The Awakeners on Instagram. Make sure to also follow, of course, our Twitter page at Good Vibe Station. And of course, follow LA Talk Radio on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for high vibrations and amazing internet radio. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Stay illuminated and know that you have the power to create anything in your life that you wish. Love you guys, and we will see you next Sunday. Peace. Yippee! 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 The quest is on for lightning lines with beautiful tones and songs that shine with fire in the heart, peace in the mind. Yeah, gonna shine this little light of mine. That's the least we could do for creative design. Yeah, to give thanks for the beauty in life. Yeah, for the most high multi, I took the motto. Mr. Who Not Who, who inspires you and I.